Hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. It's a show after the show. I'm Jason. That's Jacob. It's Friday, which means Jacob is in charge, which is good because I need to go because I'm filling in for the Dory Monson show today. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff planned that I forgot I had when I said yes to filling in for Dory. And that's my fault. But I'm not going to take the blame. So it's your fault.
And who? Go. Who are you talking to?
You.
How's it my fault?
It's not. I'm just saying I'm not going to take the blame for my own fault.
Remember Yanny Laurel?
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember.
Wait, what? Yo, can you put my...
You're up. Oh, no, you're not. Yeah.
Wait. Damn it.
Laurel.
There. Okay. Laurel. you hear...
Yes.
You started hearing Yanny, now you hear Laurel. I hope this is the last time. I'm like 90% sure this is the last time I'll ever bring it up again.
You won't. It's going to happen again on Monday.
The White House put out a Twitter video on Twitter.
Purposefully ignored it on the show.
You ignored it?
Yeah, I didn't want to put it.
Pretty much the entire staff of the White House weighed in on which name they heard.
So clearly Laurel.
It's about the Trump.
It's Laurel. Here I hear Yanny.
Definitely Laurel.
It's Laurel. But I could deflect and divert to Yanny if you need me to.
Kellyanne Conway.
It's clearly Yanny.
Yanny. Definitely Yanny.
Yanny's a winner. Laurel's a loser.
Sarah, it's been reported that you hear Laurel. How do you respond?
Clearly you're getting your information from CNN because that's fake news.
That's fine.
All I hear is Yanny.
Oh, man, that's Laurel.
Laurel. It's Laurel, America.
Is Donald Trump
saying? Definitely hashtag.
Wait for it.
Yanny. Who's Yanny?
It's Pink Fence.
I hear Covfefe.
Are you serious? You legitimately think that's funny?
That's funny.
It's so...
Because I wasn't expecting.
It's so difficult to watch. Like, it's so uncomfortable.
It's because that's always the case when old politicians try to get...
They're not politicians.
The kids.
They're mostly staff.
But
they are old.
Yeah, they're all old people trying to do something that's not in their wheelhouse. And I mean, most of that was stupid. I like the Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I like the Covfefe one. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
Oh, my God.
Only because I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that anybody still thinks about it at all. I guess the White House staff, do they still make that joke? Like, they're...
I haven't heard them make that joke in a...
No, but clearly, like, behind the scenes or someone
maybe.
Is still thinking about it.
Or no, I guess it's related. If they're saying, here's what we said, but here's what people heard, right?
Wait, there's no analog. He mistyped...
But he
coverage.
Meant coffee or whatever he meant.
Coverage.
I can't remember what he meant because he was tweeting and
he
was
complaining about unfair media.
Covfefe.
Covfefe. Yeah. But he clearly meant coverage.
Oh, leave him alone. He's trying to have fun. Big dope.
That's it. They've killed Yanny Laurel. It's over now. We can all move on.
I hope so. But it's not. We're going to get more of this over the weekend. And then
there was the Air Force story where they tweeted out.
I didn't even think that was that bad of a tweet.
I mean, it's just generally. Well, so I'll
they
pick
were
up
going,
the story.
Again, yeah, find the tweet. So essentially, they made a Laurel versus Yanny joke. And it was something along the lines of, I bet you these Taliban members or these terrorists would have preferred we ask them this rather than blow them up.
The Taliban forces in Farah City, Afghanistan, would much rather have heard Yanny or Laurel than the deafening BERT, B-R-R-R-T. It's clearly automatopoeia. They're trying to make a sound. They got courtesy of our A-10. It's a joke about...
It's not even tasteless. They're killing bad guys.
People.
No, not people. Terrorists.
Oh, they're not people.
No, they're not. They're animals, remember?
Oh, again, yeah. I mean, but...
I don't think that...
But still, it's making light of... I mean...
It's making light of killing bad guys, and I'm okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, unless...
They
unless,
apologized because
they
thought that it wasn't okay.
No, because they were forced into it. I mean, they clearly didn't think it was that bad because they put it up in the first place. If they thought it was bad, they wouldn't have put it up.
Well, clearly what happened is that a small group of people thought it was funny. Whoever runs the Twitter account, maybe it's one person, maybe it's a small group, and then...
I feel it's more bureaucratic, right?
Yeah, I'd say that there's a social media team. And they decided that this would be, oh, maybe this will go viral.
I feel like it would have to go through like a long list of checks before
it apparently
they do
didn't
anything.
Go through enough checks because at some point it got to people who said, like, yeah, we shouldn't have done this.
I'm saying, do they believe they should not have done that?
Who's
or
we? Like, at what point? Because
why didn't you let me finish my sentence? I'm saying, do they believe we shouldn't have done it because it's tasteless or it's not worth the hassle anymore? Because it's become a controversy needlessly. That's
their statement, we apologize for the earlier tweet regarding the A-10. It was made in poor taste and we are addressing it internally. It has since been removed. So they are the ones.
Court-martial?
What?
They court-martial.
Oh, I don't know. What. Yeah, well, they said they're still figuring it out.
I can't imagine they court-martial the poor
dude who sent out that tweet.
You don't think it's in poor taste at all?
No.
Okay.
I guess I'm not sympathetic to terrorists.
It's just weird. Like it's
weird. Yeah, I'll give you
and
that.
This happens all the time. It's like serious organizations trying to make light of something.
I don't disagree with that point. It's always weird when anyone tries to make a joke when it's not what they're known for. I mean, it's the same thing with the White House video. Same thing if CNN did the same. It's like, why are you trying to make a joke, man? It's just like it's the equivalent of CNN airing the what's that chef guy's name, who comes here every once in a while, Kitchen Confidential chef.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bourdain?
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain. Okay. It's like when I see commercials for his show on, it's like, that doesn't belong on CNN. Stick to what you do. The Army, the Air Force, the whatever it is, stick to what you do. You always run the risk of seeming weird. Am I offended by it? No. Is it weird? Yeah. Could they be more vanilla and just stick to what it is they do? Yes. But I imagine there's some millennial out there who works for them saying, you're not going to reach the kids unless you do something like this.
We do always get to this point with any viral thing where someone is going to try to make something out of it and it's going to end up being inappropriate. Like just everything that everyone feels like they have to talk about.
There's going to be a Laurel or Yanny, and it's just going to be a porn.
Who's going to play Stormy Daniels as Yanny?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then the other woman who just complained, Taya?
Are you talking about the allegations against Stormy Daniels? That
yeah,
Tasha,
her as Laurel, Tasha. Yeah, her as Laurel. And then they yeah, I can't get into it because it's going to get graphic. But in my head, I have a really good porn parody for the two. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the second half of Jacob's stories. Welcome back to The After Show. I'm Jason. That's Jacob. Jacob, go. It's Friday.
There's this tradition taking hold in China among the Chinese dating population when people break up. One of the parties pays the other a breakup fee.
Is the fee?
Did you read the story? There's not a specific number. So it basically, it's whatever.
Maybe it's for how long they dated.
It depends on who the people are and what they spent on each other. Mm-hmm. I guess the idea is that it's in some way connected to how much they invested into the relationship. So like I think an example is
that's going to be inherently bad for the woman. Unless they have different...
Why do you say that?
Because don't men generally pay for things when they go on the date?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's one example. There's a case in April where a woman sent her former partner an inventory of every single restaurant and hotel they had visited. She painstakingly researched how much her partner had spent on her and wanted to reimburse him what she thought she owed. So she was
weird.
The one that was going out of her way to figure out, yes, what, like you said, all this money that he spent. I'll explain what the BBC reports is like, explains why they do this. Breakup fees are commonly paid by men out of guilt or in order to offset their partner's upset. However, increasingly some women see it
weird.
As acceptable to pay a fee, given that it is traditionally the man who will pay for meals. Yeah. So like you said, that's kind of how it's been.
Here's my take. It's the equivalent almost, but not quite, of let's say you get married and you give someone the ring. And it's like an heirloom from grandma or whatever, and it's been mm-hmm. the family for so long, and you don't end up getting married, you give the ring back.
Yeah.
But in this case, unless you were scamming them the entire time and you weren't really in love and this was a fake relationship and all of a sudden you just want to do the right thing, I suppose. But it's you got on a date,
mm-hmm.
you're taking a risk knowing that it's not always going to be permanent. And that's just the cost of going out on a date. It's like when you go to a date and you take an Uber there and it's a bad date, you don't say, oh, you owe me the ride of the Uber. No, you go to your first date knowing it could be a bust.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, statistically, it might be. It probably will be a bust.
I think mature adults, this shouldn't be something that's necessary.
It's weird.
I'm at the point where I'm in relationships where we kind of want it to be equitable, where we're both investing in things like, sure, we can treat each other to like a restaurant or whatever it is, but we just end up taking turns at doing that. Like, oh, I want to do this nice thing, and it really evens out.
You feel weird?
About
her paying?
No, not at all.
Not even a little bit?
No. I mean, it doesn't happen that often. Again, like we usually we'll just split checks, and that's pretty simple. But yeah, every once in a while, it's like, oh, I'll get this one, and then.
But you don't even feel the societal pressure to pay.
Even when I offer to grab one, she'll be like, okay, I'll get the next one. Like that's it's just like we're gonna like
I've known people who say that, but then the next time comes and it's the same thing. Oh, I'll
well,
get the
and
next
that's
one.
So that I mean that's what I'm getting at is like immature people. I can imagine like yes, it becomes a problem. And the example of this woman who goes back and goes through and researches like oh he spent this. I clearly and what I kind of assume is the subtext. And it might not be the case, but I can imagine a situation where like maybe this guy doesn't want to be broken up and he's like hounding her and saying like, oh, you owe me my like you owe me for all this stuff that I put in.
No, you don't painstakingly go through all that. When someone's hounding you, you usually screw you. I'm not going to give you anything and I'm not going to give you a time of day. It's like the maybe unless it's passive aggressive.
I'm thinking it's passive aggressive. Like, oh, I'm going to give you this money. Now you have nothing on me. You have to leave me alone. Like, yes. Also, I think you should just be able to force them to like they don't have any right to bother you after the relationship's over. But I guess she just wants to like maybe she did legitimately feel bad. Like, oh, we did spend this money.
But that's still. I mean, she's the outlier. There are times I suppose one could feel guilty. And I think it's more in the moment of I know this relationship isn't going anywhere and you're buying me all these things. Let me just end it now to save you the money.
Yeah.
But you don't give or they give you a gift and that's your and you weren't feeling it. And you're like, no, keep this. We have to break like that.
I can absolutely see it being I feel guilty for hurting someone this way. Maybe there isn't a real reason that you are breaking up except for you just like fell out of love with someone.
Well,
so you're like trying to stem that.
I mean, everyone will feel not everyone in all circumstances, but most people in most circumstances will feel some level of guilt when you break up with someone, but not to the degree that you're going to pay them.
There's one other
that's just ridiculous.
Funny example that they cite in this piece. In January, a case in the eastern city of Ningbo involved a man demanding compensation from his girlfriend after she dumped him for going bald. It's like
He went bald.
She dumped him, and now he's like demanding she pays him.
Well, he shouldn't have gone bald. She didn't sign up for that.
Fault.
Well, it's not her fault. She's interested in someone who's got hair, and then you lost your hair. What is she supposed to do? Pretend to be attracted to that? Isn't there some validity, though, to this whole idea of I married or I dated someone who was like this, and then they completely switch, and then you just fall out of love?
Yeah, I mean, you're
just
allowed to get divorced. Yeah.
But that's my point. Is like, we all take that risk. Now, I'm sure she changed in some way over the course of their relationship, and he decided, it doesn't matter. Well, she said it does matter to me.
Unless you're Jordan Peterson. Have you seen this New York Times piece covering him?
I didn't read the whole thing yet. I just saw it, but
One of the ideas that people are talking about is he believes in enforced monogamy, which is...
Well, God, let me actually read the thing, because Jordan Peterson is someone that no one seems to understand on the left. Including you.
Okay.
He's going to be on the show in studio in June.
You're talking about, you're not talking about Jordan Peterson.
Well, I am. Okay. See, they're at the same event. We're getting Jordan Peterson.
Dave Rubin is in town earlier because he's doing a stand-up set for some reason.
Which is so weird.
Getting him that day. I'll reach out again and see if they can set us up with him.
I like David Rubin. His YouTube is an interesting, menagerie of crazy and interesting. That's all I got. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.